Blinken is making his fourth trip to Israel since the October 7th Hamas attack on southern Israel that started the latest conflict. Blinken said the U.S. supports Israel's campaign to root out the Hamas threat, but said it should step up its efforts to minimize civilian harm.
The way Israel defends itself matters. It's imperative that Israel act in accordance with international humanitarian law and the laws of war, even when confronting a terrorist group that respects neither.
Blinken laid out how Israel might go about minimizing civilian casualties, and he said he got agreement from the Israelis,
including by clearly and precisely designating areas and places in southern and central Gaza where they can be safe and out of the line of fire. It means avoiding further significant displacement of civilians inside of Gaza. It means avoiding damage to life-critical infrastructure, like hospitals, like power stations, like water facilities.
Blinken said once hostilities end, Israel should allow for displaced Palestinians from northern Gaza to return. However, Blinken said Hamas bears the ultimate responsibility for the war and could end hostilities immediately with just a few steps.
Hamas could immediately release all of the hostages it holds. It could stop using civilians as human shields and stop using civilian infrastructure to stage and launch terrorist attacks. Hamas could lay down its arms, surrender the leaders who were responsible for the slaughter, the torture, the rapes of October 7th.
Blinken also said that governments with ties to Hamas, like Qatar and Iran, have a responsibility to put pressure on the Islamist group to prioritize the lives of non-combatants.
Everyone around the world who cares about protecting innocent civilians, innocent lives, should be calling on Hamas, indeed demanding of Hamas, that it immediately stop its murderous acts of terror and deplorable use of innocent men, women, and children as human shields.
Blinken also met today with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. He said the Palestinian Authority is critical as a part of the post-war future of Palestine. He said he told Palestinian leaders that a reform effort within its leadership structure needs to happen if the Palestinians can have a hopeful future.
There are a number of things that that go into that, including, for example, reform so that it more effectively combats corruption, that it engages and empowers civil society, that it supports free press and open media, and a number of other things.
From Israel and the West Bank, Blinken will travel to the COP28 summit in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, this week for discussions with Middle East regional leaders. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.